الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله يا للصلاه يا للصلاه يا للصلاه يا للصلاه اصابت الصلاه اصابت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله.
Safa Durus Firma Lijayega, please straighten the rows. Mil Milke Karao Jayega, please stand together, stand shoulder to shoulder. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله. InshaAllah, after the remaining dua, the lessons of hadith from Riyadh al-Salihin will take place. Brothers request to participate. InshaAllah, Baqiyah namaz ke baad dars e hadith hoga, sari shirkat karna inshaAllah fayda hoga. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, إن شاء الله today we'll try and finish off this chapter, باب ذكر الموت وقصر الأمل. The chapter Imam Nawawi رحمة الله عليه has established, which discusses the mention of death, maut, and qisarul amal, not to have long distant plans of future, ke aainde mein karunga, aainde mein nek ban jaunga, aainde mein ja ke jo hai apne qaza namaz ada kar lunga, qaza roze par ada kar mukammal kar lunga, to is tarah aainde mein karunga, kal karunga, parsu karunga, is tarah musalman ka jo hai attitude aur zehniyat nahi honi chahiye. We have to have the mentality that what we do today. Yesterday is a history. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why we call it present. Today is a gift. That's why we call it present. Now today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me opportunity, blessings. Today, right now. Tomorrow is a mystery. Will I live tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? Will I have time tomorrow? Yesterday is history. There's no point crying over spilled milk. That what happened, I messed up. I did something bad. I did something wrong. Shaitan will make us dwell on our sins. Ke bhai, tu to bada badmash hai. Tu to itna gunahgar hai. Tere liye to bilkul koi abhi mauka hi nahi hai. Bas darwaza band hai tere liye. To ye shaitan ka agenda hota hai, plan hota hai. That he wants to distract us. That Allah Ta'ala is not going to forgive you. How is Allah going to forgive someone like you? So today, tomorrow, yesterday is history. We don't worry about yesterday. Main kya karta tha, kal maine kya kiya, aaj ek ghanta pehle maine kya kiya. Ispe hum jo hai gaur o fikr mat kare. Abhi fursat hai. Abhi Allah Ta'ala has given me tawfiq, ihsas hai. Abhi ihsas hai ke maine ek galat kaam kar li. Abhi Allah Ta'ala ne fursat di hai, tawbah kar lu jaldi. I've got the opportunity of tawbah, make tawbah and move on and make the most of my opportunities. So, qisarul amal. The last hadith inshallah this chapter, and then I've been talking about this, muraqabah maut. Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majzoob rahmatullahi alayhi, he has a poem in Urdu, it's in Urdu though. But I thought, I'll read it and I'll translate it in English. It's called muraqabah maut. I think it's a fantastic opportunity at the end of this chapter, the dhikrul maut, muraqabah maut. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, every week in his majlis, he would read this muraqabah maut, or someone would read it, and everybody would cry. Because muraqabah make you istihzar of maut, that maut is in, death is brought in front of your eyes. So inshallah I'll read it. It's long, it's about 38 pages. Okay? I might not read all of it, I might read a little bit of it. The last hadith inshallah. وعن أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذهب ثلث الليل قام فقال يا أيها الناس اذكروا الله جاءت الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة جاء الموت بما فيه جاء الموت بما فيه قلت يا رسول الله إني أكثر الصلاة عليه فكم أجعل لك من صلاتي قال ما شئت قلت الربع قال ما شئت فإن زدت فهو خير لك قلت فالنصف قال ما شئت فإن زدت فهو خير لك قلت فالثلثين قال ما شئت فإن زدت فهو خير لك قلت أجعل لك صلاتي كلها قال إذن تكفى همك ويغفر لك ذنبك رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. سيدنا أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when one third of the night had gone by, qama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up and he would say, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, Udhkurullah, remember Allah Ta'ala. So in the middle of night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make announcement to whoever was there in the Masjid al-Nabawi, O people, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't spend your entire night in sleep. So this habit, quality of tahajjud, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. From the night portion, you have to have some tahajjud. Tahajjud is when your back lies down in bed, then to lift it back up. It's the quality of all the pious people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, O people, remember Allah. Because ja'ati rajifa, the rajifa has happened. Or the rajifa will happen. What's the rajifa? In Surah Al-Nazi'at. Surah Al-Nazi'at is in Allah Ta'ala mentions. فَإِذَا نُفِقَ the rajifa, the mention of rajifa. The ulama say, hani rajifa ka matlab ye hai, Israfil alayhi salam jab sur par pehle dafa phoonkenge, iska naam hai rajifa. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, the rajifa will happen. The first blowing of the trumpet has happened, meaning it will happen very soon.
تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةَ And straight after that, the radifa will happen, which is the second blowing of the trumpet. Meaning the day of Qiyamah is very close. Israfil's blowing of trumpet is very close. And then the second blowing of the trumpet, from which we stand up from the graves, is also very close. جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ Maut is coming. Maut is coming. Death is coming with everything that is in it. Meaning all the terrors, all the dangers, all the fears of death, they are coming very close. Don't think it's some long distant thing. It's going to happen in the future sometime. Right now I've got lots of time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Ja'at, it's here. The rajifa, the first blowing of the trumpet is here. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala opened the realization that this dunya, whatever time we have, whatever life, history and everything, it's a second. One second, won't even be a second. After we die and compared to what happens in the akhirah, it'll be like a second of time that has passed. So the sahaba became scared. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, look, maut is coming. Prepare for maut. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Inni ukthiru salat alayk. I send a lot of salat upon you. Salat, durood, salawat upon you. فَكَمْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِ Ya Rasulullah, can you tell me how, what portion of my time should I spend in giving salat upon you? So when he said, كَمْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِ Meaning, how much of the time which I normally spend in making dua for my... Because what is salat? Salat and salam, durood sharif. Durood sharif, salat and salam is dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right, that's what it is. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does that mean? Oh Allah, send your mercy and blessings on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are making dua for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way you sent your mercy and blessings upon Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam and upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b is saying, Ya Rasulullah, I've got a lot of time which I spend making dua for myself. I lift my hands, I make dua for myself, I pray for myself. How much of that time should I pray for you? That's what he's saying. How much time should I spend praying for you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma shi'ta, however much you wish, aapke marzi, jitna chahte ho karo. I said 1/4, the time that I have allocated to make dua, pray for myself, how much of that time should I use to make dua for you? Should I use 1/4 of that time? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا شِئْتَ As you wish, فَإِن زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ If you spend more time making dua for me, it will be better for you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you're not making it for yourself, you're making it for Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you spend more of your own personal time making dua for me, it'll be better for you. Not better for me, but better for you. You're the one making dua. I said, for nisf, Ya Rasulullah, half of the time I spend making dua for myself, I'm going to spend that time making dua for you. Durood sharif. Salat and salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mashit, as you wish. فَإِن زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ If you increase in this, it will be better for you. قُلْتُ فَالثُّلُثَيْنِ Ya Rasulullah, 2/3 of the time that I spend making, and how much time would Sahaba spend making dua for themselves? I said, hours. Hours of time making dua. Dua is الدُّعاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ الدُّعاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dua is the essence of worship. Dua is humility. You are showing your submissiveness, your meekness, your lowliness. That, ya Allah, I am in need of you entirely. I am muhtaj. So the Sahaba would always be displaying this ihtiyaj, this need. To the extent that they mention that if one of their shoe straps ripped, they would say, Ya Allah, my shoe strap has ripped, please fix it for me. This is the level of dua. Why should I ask a human being when that human being can't move a limb, a muscle, without Allah's permission? I'll ask directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salt, Ya Allah, my salt has run out, I need salt. Example to show that the real doer, the real one who makes everything happen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خالق الأسباب مسبب الأسباب Allah Ta'ala works with the means. Allah Ta'ala works without the means. Allah works against the means. Because the means are created by Allah. You have money, you'll have a good life. You go to work, you'll make money. That's means. Go to work, make money. Allah Ta'ala works with the means, and this is Allah's sunnah. Allah's way is that you have to make effort, you have to utilize the means, and Allah opens the door. But Allah Ta'ala can give you without the means. Someone's ill, This person's got cancer, they take medication, chemotherapy, whatever, they use the means, now Allah give them shifa. Another person, they got cancer, it's gone. How did it disappear? You know, I was just reading. Subhanallah, you know Surah Al-Fatiha? Surah Al-Fatiha, Rasulullah, one of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha is Ash-Shafiyah. The surah that gives shifa, cure. You know, there was a person in Saudi Arabia, and his son fell really ill, got cancer, some tumor, something like this. So he went to all of the doctors, hospitals, and someone was mentioning something that they have heard from the brother himself. He said he went to all the hospitals, doctors, and the prices they were quoting for treatment, he said, I can't afford to pay this. I don't have the money, and I don't know who to ask for that money. So he said, I remembered that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Surah Al-Fatiha, Fatihatul Quran, fihi shifa'un li kulli da. The Fatihatul Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha has cure for every illness. He said, I just sat next to my son, and I would just read Surah Fatiha, read it again, 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 keep blowing on him, read it, blow on water, give him to drink, blow it on him, blow it on him, blow it. The next time we went for a scan, they said, there's no tumor. They said, there's no tumor. And he said, what do you mean there's no tumor? He had tumor, he needed chemotherapy. He said, well, I don't know, the scan's showing there's no tumor. So this is a reality. Allah Ta'ala works with the means, Allah works without the means. And Allah can work against the means. Ibrahim alayhi salam is thrown into a fire. The job of the fire is to burn him alive. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, the 40 days I spent in the fire, the best days of my life. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We said, oh fire, become cool, become safe, become secure for Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was shocked. Such a fire, birds don't even fly over, they will burn and become roasted. Mm-hmm. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, 40 days, and it's chilling, relaxing. So, where did I go from? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he says, Ya Rasulullah, should I spend 2/3 of my time in making dua for you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mashit, if you wish, if you increase, فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ, this will still be better for you. I said, أَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَلَاتِ كُلَّ. Ya Rasulullah, you know the time I've set for making dua, I'm going to use that whole time to make dua for you. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكَ. If you do this, all of your worries, your concerns, your tension, stress, everything will go away. وَيُغْفَرُ لَكَ ذَنْبَكَ. And all of your sins will be forgiven as well. Two purposes of when we make dua. Ya Allah, I've got stress, I've got GCSE exam coming up, I've got driving test, I've got something wrong going wrong in my life. Stress, tension, concern, worry, I need to acquire something. One of the purposes we make dua is for the concerns and stress of this dunya. And the second reason we make dua is, Ya Allah, I'm a sinful servant, please, O Allah, forgive my sins and enter me into Jannah. These are the two main purposes why we make dua. For the alleviation and resolving of our problems. And the second reason is to get our sins forgiven, and so when we die in the hereafter, we are in Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, if you spend your time making excessive durood sharif and dua for me, Allah will remove all your worries, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive all your sins. All your needs are met. That's why the pious people, they say durood sharif is the gate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just once, twice, 10 times, 15 times, hundreds of times. All the spare time, your Hazrat Maulana Masih Allah Khan Sahib rahmatullah is reading his quotation. He was saying, "Bhai, durood sharif to muhibbin aashiqin ka wird hota hai. Those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who desire to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their constant thing on their tongue is the recitation of durood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many ahadith and virtues which mention the durood of salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying here, death is coming. Remember Allah Ta'ala, prepare for death. So Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b is thinking, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the questions he had, Ya Rasulullah, I do lots of things. Tilawat of Quran, Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is أَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The one who was most versed in the recitation of the Quran. He was always reciting Quran. And his tilawa was so beautiful, so perfect. But he's saying, all these different types of amal I want to do, one of them is durood sharif. How much durood sharif am I supposed to be doing? How much salat am I supposed to be sending upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, rather than you making dua for yourself, if you spend that whole time making dua for me, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill all your needs. It's like the hadith when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, من شغله القرآن عن ذكري ومسألتي أَعْطَيْتُهُ مَا أُعْطِي السَّائِلِينَ. That person who the tilawa of Qur'an makes him so busy that he doesn't have enough time for other forms of dhikr and other types of dua, I will give that person whatever I give to the people making dua and doing lots of dhikr. Because just the tilawah of Quran is so superior. Similarly, Durus Sharif. So, Ibn Ubayy ibn Ka'b was Aqra'uhum li kitabillah. He's through tilawah of Quran excessively and Durus Sharif excessively. So, these two things, you might think in there you're not asking Allah directly. It's not directly making dua. But the effect of those things is that Allah Ta'ala will fulfill all your needs. Tilawat al-Qur'an excessively and Durus Sharif excessively. And we can add on with that, istighfar excessively. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah. Man lazimahu al-istighfar, ja'alallahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja, min kulli hammin faraja, razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever recites istighfar constantly, all the time, Allah Ta'ala will make a way out for him from every difficulty. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Every grief Allah will alleviate and remove. And Allah Ta'ala will give him his rizq, sustenance from places he couldn't even imagine. Okay. Inshallah, we are ready to practice upon this hadith. Should we do a bit of muraqabah al-maut or should I leave it? Maybe we can do next week? Next week? Inshallah, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahu, bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.